Welcome to Envision Crystal Clear with Lisa McGarity. Lisa is, you know what, Lisa, I'm going to let you introduce yourself in a way that you feel comfortable with, but I just want to make it known that this is a podcast all about magic, healing, and the endless possibilities of what you can do with a little bit of knowledge.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Brian. I think that the best way to introduce me is to just, you know, let folks know my name is Lisa McGarity. I'm the owner of a long-established metaphysical store called Envision Crystal in Port Jefferson, New York. I'm a spiritual medium. I'm a shamanic practitioner. I'm a healer. And I'm a lover of all things magical and metaphysical.
When you say a shamanic healer, I'm assuming that comes from the term shaman. What does that entail as opposed to a holistic healer?
I mean, I think it's very similar. I actually did an apprenticeship with a woman who is a shamanic practitioner. I worked with her for more than 2 years to learn her different techniques. So that type of practice involves curse removal, soul retrieval, all these different little sort of skill sets that come from a shamanic worldview that help people become more whole, bring their soul back together, find their purpose, find their power, and help them just live better in the world.
The purpose of this podcast is awareness, but for somebody like myself who did not believe in one iota of this until very recently, how would you know or explain to somebody that's a non-believer that they might have a curse on them, that they may need some sort of crystal in their life?
I mean, that's the thing, right? It's kind of like when you're not a believer, but you just kind of have this uneasy feeling of, wait, something's not right here. I'm doing all the right things. I'm working hard. I get up early. I do what I'm supposed to do. And yet somehow the world just isn't flowing. If you've tried everything else and it's still not flowing and you're still not getting where you want to be, that would be the time to come see somebody like me. And we'll see if there's a spiritual problem, some sort of spiritual change we can make that'll bring you to where you really want to go.
So if you come to Envision Crystal in Port Jeff, is it like an interview process? Like, do they just spill their guts to you? How do you find out what somebody might need?
So a lot of people come in and just chat casually over the counter, and I love that. And okay. I love when people stop in. Some people make appointments and come for readings and sessions, and then we can take a real deep dive and get a good look at what's happening with their energy field. But we do a lot of helpful things just over the counter. We just talk and listen with that spiritual ear and kind of get a feel for what might really be going on.
You sell crystals. You sell bracelets. There are amulets that you can get here. As far as the most common problems, somebody walks through this door, what is the most common problem where you look at them and you say, okay, you need this before you say a word?
I think the number one thing that everybody really comes here for is when they feel uneasy and they feel they need protection. So it's kind of, we joke here because it's kind of love, money, or protection. Okay. But really, we need all three, right? We all need all three. Who are we kidding? So it's one of those.
You sell crystals, you work with crystals, you do magic. You've said something to me that's always stuck out because as a kid I was like, magic, that's silly. But you said that magic is really just manifestation. So I understood that manifestation is just thinking really hard, wishing, maybe praying if that's your faith. So how do you incorporate magic into wishing your way to what you want?
So I am a long-term practitioner of magic, pretty much my whole life. And what does that mean? That is about changing me in order to get what I want in the world and make the world go better. That's my approach. That's my practice. And if you think about prayer, so prayer is kind of talking to God and or talking to the universe and saying, I'd really like this. But if we go a little deeper with it, and we try to access our own subconscious mind, then it's more like a spell. So a spell is like a prayer, but it's a prayer with props, okay? It's got candles, we've got scent, we're going to hit all our senses. We're going to smell something that matches our intention. We're going to use color. We're going to use a candle that is the right color for the thing we want to have happen. We would choose a stone maybe or an herb that will also resonate with what the goal is. And all those extra sort of supports help get the intention deep, deep into your subconscious mind. It travels through the senses into the subconscious mind, and that's how the real change happens. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Actually, it makes more sense than I would like it to believe.
Ah,
Lisa came into my life as I just started getting into this type of thing. My mother has read tarot for years, and I've rejected the concept of it all. But through Lisa, through some beautiful people that I've met along this journey, this crazy thing called life, it all starts to make a little more sense. You've been working with this stuff for decades now. Does it make more sense to you even every day? Do certain stones all of a sudden start to resonate more?
Oh, yeah, for sure. The longer I practice, the more surprised I am, and the happier I am, and the bigger of an adventure it is. I keep learning and learning and learning all the time. And when I talk to other people who also practice magic, they tell me the very same thing. It's like we keep learning as we go along. We keep finding new ways to kind of, you know, change our vibration, sure, get different results.
So the way this podcast works is each week we're going to focus on a stone. And with that stone, we might take 1 week and work on a spell on love. The next week, we'll focus on the same stone and focus on protection or getting rid of funky energy. The first stone that comes to mind when you think of what you want somebody to know, what's the first thing that comes?
I mean, the very first stone that I think we all think about if you think about metaphysical practices is a quartz crystal. Right? Okay. That's the number one stone. Usually people start there. They want a regular quartz crystal. And the cool thing about quartz is it really can help with almost anything. If you have a great crystal and you love it, if it's small or large, it really doesn't matter. You know, back in the day, people used to all wear watches. A lot of us don't wear watches anymore. But a lot of watches are running that quartz crystal because the quartz has a very regular vibratory pulse. And that's how it makes the watch so accurate. And that's how it makes the watch be able to keep perfect or almost perfect time. So it amplifies the electricity in the battery, and it pulses. So that's what that quartz crystal is doing in your pocket too. It vibrates with the energy of the earth to change our vibration and amplify our energy just the same way it would run your watch.
So how would that benefit the average person just by putting it in their pocket?
So if we're all vibration, right? Your vibration, I'm vibration. Okay. We want to be able to shift and change our vibration in order to be happier or more open or feel more creative or whatever the case may be. So a way to change the vibration is by tweaking the stones you carry or what you hold around you, what you put on your person. I'm wearing smoky quartz today. That's the vibration that I wanted. And I think that that's just one more way to understand that we're vibratory beings. We're not static. We're not standing still.
I'm beyond fascinated just because I never wore a watch as a kid. Maybe you just figured out why things always went wrong. quartz is used in singing bowls. Quartz is used in a lot of the medallions that you sell here. What would be the best use of quartz if I walked in and said, Lisa, things are just not going right. We don't know yet what's going on or why, but things aren't going right. I feel like I'm moving in quicksand, like a turtle pumped on Valium. I have this piece of quartz. What can I do with it?
Okay. So the first thing you want to do with your cool piece of quartz is you want to cleanse it. You want to clear it, right? So then you're going to consecrate it, and then you'll empower it. So we are going to clear your quartz by either perhaps using sage or a clarifying incense, sunlight, even cold water. Sometimes people will just run that crystal under cold water for a minute or two until it feels clear. Now you're clear, okay? Then you're going to consecrate it or kind of set it apart, program it for what you really want to have happen. So since you feel like a turtle on Valium, what would you like your quartz to do for you? What do you want to have happen? How do you want to feel?
I want to feel protected, energized, enriched. I want to feel like every time I take a breath, it might not be my last and everything is impending doom.
So you want energy, maybe optimism?
Optimism, yeah.
Sounds like optimism. So we can then program your quartz for optimism. And so you will energetically link up with the quartz, you'll hold it, and you'll conjure up some kind of optimistic ideas, optimistic feelings, and imagine, because you have to start with imagination, right? That's kind of the only way to do it.
Okay.
And if you're not a crystal person, this all sounds weird and hokey, then you know what? Just humor me. Just pretend, okay? And just pretend for a minute that you can affect that crystal. And through imagination, empower the stone with feelings of optimism. Bam, now your stone is consecrated. And then we're going to channel power into it to even amplify that a little bit further. So the empowerment can come from either sun energy, moon energy, earth energy, angelic energy, if you know how to do that, your own personal energy. But you're going to amp up your stone now, and boom, now you've got a real powerhouse. You're holding on to something that is a really a precious amplifier and can take you closer to where you want to be.
And when you come to Envision Crystal, you teach people how to do this, how to power those stones, and what energy to use in the stone?
For sure, for sure. I'm happy to help people with that all the time.
You said angelic energy. That piqued my curiosity.
Do you believe in angels?
I do. I do. I have friends that I feel watch out for me all the time.
Yeah, I'm not even sure why I said that. But yeah, one of the ways that we can empower things is either with the extra help of angels, saints, I believe gods and goddesses, or God, the great creator, the great source. So you can tune into any of those energies, bring that energy into yourself, and then channel the same energy into the stone, and that's how we do it.
A quartz is this power that this, it sounds like it's a way to reset things. So if I came to you and said with the same piece of quartz, I'm having relationship problems, my spouse and I, my partner and I, we're just not connecting anymore. Would you use the same piece of quartz?
You can definitely use the same piece of quartz. If it's relationship, I might suggest rose quartz.
Okay.
Or rhodochrosite or pink tourmaline or a stone that's a little bit more centered on love and romance. If you know what the problem is, for instance, if there's a situation of jealousy or if it's a communication issue, then we might choose a stone that is more specific for that problem.
You take all of the crystals that you have here. You take all of the knowledge that you have. What would you say to somebody that walked in and simply said, I need some help. I want to be able to do this on my own. Are there books to learn about crystals? Are there certain videos that you would recommend?
One of the most classic, beautiful books, and I believe it's still in print. We certainly have a copy downstairs. Our copy is old and beat up. We've had it for 25 years. Is called Love is in the Earth by Melody Beattie. It's a big, thick book. She was a great practitioner who channeled the energies of each crystal. It's 4 inches thick. It's a great kind of a good go-to. There's a lot of simpler books out there, and they're are good books. Judy Hall's Crystal Bible has been real popular the last few years, and it's a great book. I would certainly recommend that. But I love that book by Melody Beattie because it's just so rich with information.
We're going to be looking throughout each episode with Lisa on different ways to use each crystal. Right now we're talking about quartz. From the sound of things, we only scratched the surface on what we can do with it. Is there a particular spell or group of spells with quartz that you'd like to focus on next time?
I'd be happy to do that, more than happy.
In the next episode with Lisa McGarity, we will be talking about quartz. It's Brian. Thank you for joining us.